contending for the faith one verse at a time. This is Truth Matters Church. To receive these devotionals in your inbox each week, subscribe at truthmatterschurch.org. I'm Associate Pastor Jeremy. Coming out of Passion Week and our celebration of Christ's sacrifice on the cross and His resurrection from the grave, I thought it would be fitting to explore a truth about the Lord that can be a little confusing at first glance, but provides us with a great promise about our future. In Scripture, we read that Christ is the firstborn from the dead. The Apostle Paul says this of Jesus in Colossians chapter 1, in a passage where he beautifully illustrates many of Christ's qualities as Lord and Creator, as well as his divine qualifications for being the one and only saving Messiah. In Colossians 1, verse 18, Paul writes, "He is also head of the body, the church, and he is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he himself will come to have first place in everything." The Apostle John uses the same phrase in the opening of Revelation, where he writes, "John, to the seven churches that are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him, the Father, who is, and who was, and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth, to him who loves us and released us from our sins by his blood." That's Revelation 1, verses 4 and 5. In these two passages, the word rendered firstborn is the Greek prototokos, and it plainly means the first to be born, just like the first child born to a mother and a father. But it also indicates a ranking in the family, as in the first child to receive an inheritance or a blessing, and think back to how things worked in the Old Testament. In Colossians 1, verse 15, Paul says Christ is the firstborn of all creation, denoting that Christ ranks first above all created things, he himself not being created, see John 1, verse 3, but ranking above all that has been created. This is upheld a few verses later when Paul says Christ himself will come to have first place in everything. That's Colossians 1, verse 18. But not only does Christ rank as the highest above all except the Father, he also ranks as first among the resurrected. Christ, quite literally, is the firstborn from the dead. After being crucified and put in a tomb for 3 full days and 3 full nights, according to Matthew 12, verse 40, he rose bodily in God's own power and permanently overcame and conquered death, the first of anyone in history to do that. Paul wrote on this topic extensively in his letter to the Corinthians. In chapter 15, he says, "But now Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who are asleep or dead. For since by a man came death, by a man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ all will be made alive." Again, that's 1 Corinthians 15, verses 20 to 22. While others have been raised from the dead, especially during Jesus' ministry, all of them died again. Their resurrection was temporary, but not Christ. He rose in eternal victory. He appeared to hundreds, if not thousands, of people, and then gloriously ascended fully alive into heaven to sit at his Father's right hand. What this means for believers is that Christ, in his resurrection, became the first to be glorified physically to eternal life, and each of us will one day experience this same physical resurrection to glory. This is our joyous hope, and really what we look forward to in life or even in death. When Christ comes on the clouds to reap his beloved from the world, according to Revelation 14:15, we too will be resurrected in bodily form to a new eternal life, into a place where sin and death have no power, to live with and serve Christ forever and ever. What an incredible blessing. What a promise. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Thank you so much for listening today. Again, if you'd like to receive these devotionals weekly by email, go to truthmatterschurch.org and subscribe to our newsletter. You can also mark us as a favorite on Sermon Audio or subscribe to this podcast on Apple, iHeart, TuneIn, and other platforms. Have a blessed day.